WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 33 degrees at 7 o'clock. It is an on-time morning here in southwest Wisconsin. Our news update this hour is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is kicking off 2024 with discounts and in-stock inventory. We've got 2024 Chevy Silverados. 20 Silverado half-tons are available to drive and buy with savings up to $6,600, including dealer discounts and Chevy incentives with a qualified trade-in, or interest rates for well-qualified buyers as low as 1.9%. Or we have 19 Silverado heavy duties available too. Inventory changes daily, so contact a friendly salesperson for details. We've got SUVs in stock too. Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and even the all-new Chevy Trax. Go to JonesChev.com for details and see over 80 pre-owned vehicles and program cars. See our GM-certified service department for maintenance, repairs, or snow tires. Whether it's our body shop, parts department, service department, or sales team, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump wants Nikki Haley to get out of the race for the Republican presidential nomination. The AP's Donna Warder.
Trump easily won Tuesday's Republican primary in New Hampshire.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three.
But he used his victory speech to attack former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who finished second.
Let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night.
Haley is the last major challenger now that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential bid. But Haley says she's staying in.
The first party to retire, its 80-year-old candidate, is going to be the party that wins this election.
I'm Donna Warner.
President Biden won New Hampshire's Democratic primary in a write-in vote. 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war in Russia, about to be returned in a prisoner exchange, reportedly are among those killed when a Russian military plane crashed near Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The governor of the Belgorod region says all those aboard were killed. The governor hasn't said how many people were on the plane or who exactly they were. It also isn't immediately clear what caused the crash in the Belgorod region. The Associated Press, too, could not confirm who was aboard the plane, and Ukrainian officials cautioned against sharing unverified information. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia is accusing Ukraine of shooting down the plane. That's just into us. At least 25 people died after a fire broke out in the basement of a shopping area in China's Jiangxi province. Ford is recalling some Explorer SUVs because a trim piece can fly off. That could be dangerous for other drivers. This is AP News. A broadcast legend has died.
Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades, has died at the age of 91.
CBS Sunday Morning probably is his masterpiece.
Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, who says Charles Osgood's style was different than your typical newscaster.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational, over the, fence in the backyard kind of feel. And I think that was appealing to a lot of people.
CBS reported that Osgood died Tuesday at his home in New Jersey. The cause of death, according to his family, was dementia. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Los Angeles Times is laying off 94 newsroom employees, one-fourth of its newsroom staff. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Family Prescription Center, where your comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Coming up, a check of forecast details on this kind of foggy Wednesday morning. Joanne has made it in. Hey, Joanne, how you doing?
I am good. How about you, Phil?
You made it in all right, huh?
I was a little foggy.
All right.
You know, I made it, and my voice is better.
Yeah, you're getting better. Yeah, I'm a little foggy this morning in the building, though. I don't know.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
A dense fog advisory in effect until 9 this morning. Cloudy and foggy today, a high of 36. Areas of drizzle possible by late morning again. Fog and scattered drizzle tonight, a low of 32. Thursday, foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain, a high of 38. Friday, mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 40. In Richland Center, our temperature has not moved all night long. It's currently foggy and misty and 33 degrees. And there are no delays or cancellations in the school department today. 9 minutes after 7 on a Wednesday.
Appreciate your call. Means a lot and all. Yeah, I got a minute. Can talk about anything you want. city limits. Hang out all night long, hear a country song.
It is now 13 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock and 33 degrees. A nice win for the Badger men's basketball team last night. Just felt it was going to be a close one, and it was. They win the border battle over Minnesota last evening. And the Bucks looking for a new coach. That was kind of the bombshell story yesterday in sports headlines. And also the Brewers looking to maybe bolster the lineup a little bit with Rhys Hoskins. Picking him up on the free agent circuit yesterday. It's kind of nice to be talking baseball, and of course, pitchers and catchers will report on Valentine's Day. My goodness. Right around the bend. Brooks and Dunn and Luke Combs on WRCO.
I saw Stop.
was yesterday, it was years ago. We were singing every word on the radio. Kinda like them songs could save our souls somehow, some way. We was falling fast, we was jumping in. Blue jean halo hanging off a limb. Two American kids, just like them. Every time we play, and it blew us away.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Yeah, we were never growing up or growing old, breaking up or letting go. Girl, just like rock and roll, where's it gone? But I hope like hell every now and again I blow across your mind like that summer wind. And you're holding on to 16 long as you can every time that it comes on.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Dick Owen on Country and Community, WRCO, WRCE. Good morning from the center. It's getting a little foggier out there again, as we kind of anticipated. The fog advisory in effect until 9 today, and it usually does seem to settle in as the morning goes on. So be careful. Look out for all of those yellow buses out there rolling today. Everything is on time. There are no delays or cancellations from our area schools.
This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Think of your furnace as the heart of your home. In the winter, it's essential to bringing warmth. During the summer, it plays an important role in moving cool air from your condenser. And all year long, your furnace could provide constant air circulation to keep you more comfortable. Therefore, it's important to have it serviced yearly by one of our trained HVAC technicians. We service all makes and models. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating today, 647-6345.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Blood donors give of themselves to help others, and research shows that all of us will need the help of a blood transfusion sometime in our lives. If you have piercings or tattoos, you can still donate blood, though you may have to wait a year after your last piercing or tattoo before donating. If you're interested in learning more about your eligibility, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It takes all of us. Sign up for our next blood drive today.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hello.
Good morning, Philip.
Hanky.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, man.
Did you have a late night last night?
It wasn't too bad.
Good.
I mean, it was still late enough.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Generally, I like to try to get home before Junie hits the hay, but she was already...
She was zonked.
She was in the hay, yeah.
Well, so. She knew you were coming home at 7, she'd still hit the hay.
Yeah, she probably would.
Yeah.
Hey!
Hey!
How come all the lights are off?
June, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. Leave me alone, I'm in bed.
No, she's still in the daycare.
Good for her.
Madness at that time.
Yep, so. I'm sure.
Yep.
And then when you get home, she's still in it.
Yep, she is.
Yep. So yep. I'm always trying to take care of you.
I had to... briefly fill in for her the other day.
Uh-oh.
You know, because she had a very quick appointment. But like I've said before, anybody that does that kind of work, I salute them.
Oh, without question.
Not,
I mean, without
not easy.
Question, it's not easy at all.
My half hour is like, okay, can I go back to the radio station for 19 hours? That'd be probably easier.
Yeah. So you got to feel bad for Ryan Cairns and for babysitting down there at the State Farm.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, all those people down there.
Babysitting down there.
Well, uh-huh. And, you know, Greg Shep at the... at the Phoenix Center.
He's babysitting down there?
She's babysitting there huh. too.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, but you know, the biggest one's probably Amy that he has to babysit. So.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
It does.
Yep.
It does. And then Jamie Walsh babysitting down there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All the people that you go see. And so, and you babysitting here?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, besides me, you know, you're babysitting Joanne and Bo.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing. Really, really bad when they forget their binkies.
You know?
Then you can't settle them down. You know?
So you're in trouble tonight. You got man chores tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, I have chores around here, too.
Do you?
Something just, you know, something here and there. So
it never ends.
Few things to do, yeah.
Yep, so.
But again, it's not too hard to work.
It's not hard work.
It's not changing diapers and warming bottles up and things like that.
No, but it's just, some days are just very long.
Yeah?
So. Did you? And you're going to be home tonight. I'm going to be home tonight. My game. I did not do my game last night.
You get canceled?
No, they just Mark. Mark and I are. He was coming from Platteville, and I was coming from Boscobel, and they just said, you know what? It's not worth the trip for you guys. We'll just find a sub. So it was kind of nice to have the night off.
Okay.
Because I was supposed to go to Abundant Life in Madison.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to go to Madison. So, and they had a little more snow down that way. The way it sounds.
Less ice, more snow. So.
Yep.
But I do believe everybody was on last night for.
Yeah.
Down there, so.
We had a few cancellations in kind of over in Grant County. There were a few teams that didn't play when they didn't have school.
So, yeah.
So here's the word. You know, you and I talked about this last week about the possibility of the Brewers moving to an all-streaming service. And so I've had a few people call me since we talked about it and wondering about it. So one of our astute listeners actually went right to the Brewer ticket office and asked them what they knew about it. And they actually had a response. So it says that... it's not been released officially yet, but most Brewer games will be available on Bally Sports Wisconsin this season. And they're saying that it sounds like it's going to be this season, maybe both.
Okay, I'm but don't sure. you have to pay for Bally Sports, too, to
yeah, get so it? Yeah, yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, some people have it on their cable or their package or whatever, their satellite package.
I can't find it over the air. I got an antenna. I can't find
it. I don't think you're going to find it there.
I'm not.
No. Well. But it is a frustration because we paid for our satellite package a couple of years ago extra to be able to get that. And then there was some dispute between whoever, I think it was Fox Sports North at the time.
Yes.
And then they got dropped, but we still had to pay the same money. We weren't getting the Brewers anymore.
See, and that's so wrong.
Right,
that's,
exactly.
That's like when you know, if you order a double cheeseburger, okay? And then say, I just want cheese and ketchup. They don't take anything off for not taking the lettuce and the pickles on.
Yeah, good.
And they should.
Good point. Yeah, right. Not really.
but if you add extra, they charge you.
Sure, sure. But so, I was just going to say is the Brewers are always free on the air. So,
yes, they are.
Yeah. And you're not going to get Bob Uecker on those other sources.
Not.
So there you go.
There's a good chance you can heal Phil Knie, though, somewhere.
Not on the Brewers.
Well, during the Brewers,
yet. Oh, during the Brewers?
Yeah.
Well, if somebody messes up and gets the wrong thing on the air, then maybe.
No, I mean like in an ad or something.
You in an ad.
Phil Knie.
Oh, sure. That's going to be attractive to listeners right there. Yeah, what do you do?
Big plans for the week?
Not too much. Just staying busy. Got a few things here and there. A couple of games coming up this week that we're looking forward to. North Crawford and Ithaca boys basketball tomorrow night.
It'll be a great ball game.
The rematch. Yep. So
the rematch of the Ridge and Valley. So it should be a good crowd tomorrow for that. Mm-hmm. Good crowd. I'm in Waseca. So
how come you're always there? And what?
I have a second home down there.
You must. I was going to say. So they either like you or they can't find anybody else.
They can't find anybody else. Yeah. And officials are that short. So and I'd rather stay close to home. So mm-hmm. 10 minutes down the road, and I'm there. I mean, not good when they lose. And
well, we talked yesterday. We had Laura Selgeby and Ryan Lemke on from the Richland School District. We talked quite a while about officials and trying to get them. And I don't know if you heard this, but they actually had a class. They had a fun day, but they had a class for high schoolers on officiating. Mm-hmm. And they had like 10 to 15 kids come in and kind of talk over the finer points. I thought that was kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, yep.
Really,
they should offer it.
Yep. But my thought was, we were talking about the aging population of officials, and then last week we were talking about some farmer issues. So the average age in the U.S. of a farmer is 56 and a half, 57 years old. Do you think that the average age of officials is older or younger?
Older.
I think it might be.
Yeah, I think it's older.
The average age of a farmer.
See, and next year is even going to get worse because there's another 350 officials hanging it up after this year.
Retiring, yeah. And COVID didn't help that either.
No, COVID actually pushed them.
Yeah, a lot of them decided to retire early.
Then we're done.
Yep.
So, but the three-man crew has helped. I mean, if for older crews, because you don't have to run the court as much.
Don't have to go as far, but then schools have to find three people instead
of
two.
But a lot of schools now, like, next year, a lot of, like in the Six Rivers Conference, they're going to three officials the whole night.
Okay, so they're doing both games.
They're doing both games.
Sure.
So,
yeah, quite a few schools have done that.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless you pay mileage for
one. No, there'd be no mileage. I mean, they pay you a flat fee.
I see.
So it ranges from 150 to 180 bucks for two games. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but no mileage. So, and a lot of people are good with that.
It's a good gig for somebody that might be semi-retired or retired.
Yep, without question.
Yep. Which you are, right? Aren't you?
Or what, semi-retired?
Something like that.
I'm semi-something.
Doing all right on that diet, are you?
I am. Still
good.
Hanging in there.
Good. And, you're not too grumpy today, so you must be.
No, I'm not grumpy. Just had my peanut butter shake. And
Hey, it's National Peanut Butter Day.
Yeah, that's why I had it.
You're celebrating.
Yeah.
Do you have to have special fat-free or anything like that or whatever? Peanut butter?
Yeah.
You do.
It wasn't
sugar-free?
It was powdered peanut butter.
Powdered peanut butter. Okay. Oh, boy.
But yeah, there are some slick spots on the side of the road, you know, where the water's run down from the...
Oh, okay.
So be careful.
I'll bet.
So I hit one.
And fog out there, too.
Very
too.
Foggy.
Yep.
So it's always foggy, though, in here with you and Joanne.
Yeah.
Always foggy. I don't know why.
Ambiance.
Everything's edged in mud around here. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of muddy. Yep.
It's always edged in mud. It can change at any time.
We need to put in some, like back in the day, I don't know if they still do this, but back in the day at concerts, the big thing was dry ice.
Yes.
So when they'd walk out, you know, it'd be like this fog,
yep,
and here comes the star. You know?
Yeah, so, we could just have fog machines. I think you can get them for like $35.
Yeah, a fog machine.
It should come, anytime you walk in here, it should have fog.
I mean, fog.
Ladies and gentlemen, like the other night I was introduced, like, you know how everybody gets introduced at the high school games?
Sure.
So I was introducing Noah Johnson, like, to our crew. I said, starting at, at R1, or U1, a four-year graduate from Richland Center, Noah Johnson.
Oh, boy.
My partner's looking at me like, God, what is wrong with that man? Well, there's nothing wrong. So, well, but anybody, I hope your day is good. Everybody be safe with the fog and some slick spots, and be kind, my man.
Sounds good, man. That's Hank Bray joining us here this morning.
Parents, are you looking for a childcare and preschool that will help your child's development in a safe and warm environment? Bethlehem Lutheran Academy offers a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old kindergarten program that teaches the building blocks of literacy, play-based learning, and a school readiness program from an award-winning teacher with over 15 years' experience. To enroll or schedule a tour, contact us today at 608-495-4905. Or find out more information at BethlehemLutheranAcademy.com. Bethlehem Lutheran Academy, where quality education and a parent's peace of mind are only minutes away.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
If you're looking for quality fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, you need to head to the Richland Cattle Center this morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes the milking herd of Jake Dish of Greene County. 40 head, that includes 31 Holstein, 6 red and white Holstein, and 3 brown Swiss cows, milked in tie stalls and let outside daily. This herd is milking well, and the bred cows are bred back ABS to black Angus cows for everyone liking this herd. Check it out at Richland Cattle Center today. Plus, the weekly run of fresh cows and 2-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows and first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadyauction.com. Don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Some history notes from this day. It was 1848 when James W. Marshall discovered a gold nugget at Sutter's Mill in Northern California, a discovery that led to the gold rush of 49. Also, 1957, Elvis Presley recorded his song Teddy Bear. And in 1984, on January 24th, Apple Computer began selling its first Macintosh model, which boasted a built-in 9-inch monochrome display, a clock rate of 8 megahertz as well, and 128K of RAM. 1984. Right now, birthdays and anniversaries coming up courtesy of the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School on January 24th to Reader Kilby and Riker Kilby. Have a great day today. Best wishes and happy 13th to Adeline Wirtz. You came into our lives 9 weeks early with quite a scare, but look at you now. You're a precious teenager. We love you so much. Have a wonderful day from Mom, Dad, Cameron, and Ellie. Adeline, happy 13th. Wishes as well to another teenager, Dwayne Lee, who has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Dwayne. Wishes today as well. Sending it out to Carson Clary from Willow Valley United Methodist Church and Megan Umbehound. Also, Heather Dickey from Willow Valley United Methodist Church and Sherry Evans, who celebrated this week, yesterday. Have a great day today from Linda Cannon from Old Bag 1801. Also to Casey Williamson. Happy birthday, Casey. James, so proud of the man you are. Love from Mom. To Kelly Ryan, wishing you a great day, and here's to many more. Also today, we salute Joan Clark. Have an awesome day from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Claire Hying from Grandpa and Grandma. Happy birthday wishes today to Haley Joe Davison from Lori and the Guys. And Cody Luck. Happy birthday from Five Points Lutheran Church. The United Methodist Church in Richland Center with wishes for Trey Schneider. Bloom City Town Crier salutes Tracy Ladd, Chris McGaw, and also to Mark Phillips and Rob Richards, all celebrating today. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club saluting Sean Anderson. Happy birthday, Lillian Cockroft, number 77, from Janelle, Eric, Chloe, Bailey, Brandon, and Amanda. And to Lillian Cockroft from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today with wishes to us for, let's see, Cody Clark, also to Katie Farness, Trevor Johnson, Don Meese, and Sean Urbach. The Richland Center Lions today with a long list. Happy birthday to Ed Marshall, Claire Clary, Olivia Rose, Grace Ruland, Sean Urbach, Raven Nimix, Adeline Wirtz, Cody Clark, Kelly Ryan, Marla Smith, Logan Sharp, Terry Mulholland, and Dwayne Lee. Wishes today for Marge Willis to a terrific wife, mother, and grandmother. Happy birthday to Marge as we salute you from Sue and Merriman with love. And it says, Marge Willis is turning... Sorry, our transmitter cut out right there. Sorry. Anyway, we have happy birthday wishes to you, Marge, from Mom Sally Shannon today. Happy second anniversary to Gary and Mildred Harris from your best friend. Happy anniversary to John and Cheryl McNerlin
from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. And happy anniversary wishes this week to Rick and Deb Manning, also from Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
I lost my diamond. Have you heard that statement? That's because diamonds get lost every day. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we are experts with jewelry repairs, restorations, and preventive maintenance. We have the most skilled jewelers workshop in Southwest Wisconsin with 2 full-time jewelers, and we utilize today's most advanced technologies, including laser welding and computer-aided design. With our experience and technologies, if it can be fixed, we can do it, even when other jewelers say it can't be done. Be sure to also get your jewelry inspected and cleaned at least every 6 months. Doing so, we can find any problems before you lose your diamond. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Happy birthday wishes to Connie Wilson from your husband, Dennis. Have a great day. If you've submitted one online, it looks like it's coming through. We talked yesterday about switching websites again, and it looks like everything is back and working normally. So, in fact, I just tried one. I sent one to Squirt from his dad, and it came through. It's not Squirt's birthday. I think it's tomorrow. Anyway, Joanne coming in with the news right around the corner. Hello, Joanne. Here's Anne Marie.
Beneath its snowy metal cold and pain, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. But anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would. Life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
This is Phil Neal. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a foggy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. A dense fog advisory is in effect till 9 this morning. Cloudy and fog with areas of drizzle possible by late morning, a high of 36. Tonight, fog and scattered drizzle with a low of 32. In Richland Center, the air is calm. and we are at our morning low of 33 degrees.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges the public to practice ice safety on all of Wisconsin's water bodies and remember that no ice is safe ice. Temperature swings, mixed precipitation, and other factors are making ice unsafe to walk or drive on across much of the state, despite recent snowfall and sub-zero temperatures. Governor Evers is declaring 2024 the year of the worker. He used the State of the State speech last night to welcome ideas to boost child care and public education and paid family leave.
Let's hear it. I will work with any legislator, any partner, any stakeholder who's willing to engage in meaningful conversations on these issues to do the right thing for Wisconsin.
Evers also says he'll make over-the-counter contraceptives free to people in Wisconsin getting public health insurance.
Today I'm announcing I'm directing the Department of Health Services to issue a standing order for Badger Care Plus to serve as the prescription to over-the-counter, to cover over-the-counter contraception, including emergency contraception.
Evers also used his State of the State speech last night to call for paid family leave and more help for public education and the child care industry. Wisconsin Republicans are making a last-ditch effort to avoid having the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court put in place new legislative district boundaries for the November election. The Republican-controlled Senate passed new Senate and Assembly maps just over an hour after unveiling them Tuesday. Democrats and the public didn't have a chance to review the maps ahead of their release. The Wisconsin Supreme Court last month tossed the current Republican-drawn district boundaries as unconstitutional and ordered new maps. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue told the Associated Press that the new maps were the same as what Democratic Governor Tony Evers proposed, but with fewer incumbent lawmakers having to face one another in November. Governor Tony Evers has secured federal dollars to complete the largest land conservation purchase in Wisconsin history, going around Republicans who had blocked it. The State Department of Natural Resources planned last year to spend about $4 million in stewardship dollars to cover about a quarter of the price tag for a conservation easement on nearly 56,000 acres of property in northern Wisconsin known as the Pelican River Forest. The U.S. Forestry Service had agreed to pay the remaining 75% of the easement, but Republicans on the legislature's budget committee blocked the stewardship dollars in April. Evers announced during his State of the State address Tuesday that the Forestry Service would cover the full cost. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Wisconsin will receive $8 million in bipartisan infrastructure law funding for a project to upgrade a rest area along I-90 near Sparta with a new facility, expanded truck parking, and updated infrastructure. The project will construct a 55-year-old safety rest area. This project will expand commercial motor vehicle parking from 16 to approximately 70 spots, replace deteriorated ramps and pavement, and construct a new modernized facility, including ADA-compliant restrooms. Julie Lassa, Wisconsin State Director for U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, has announced that the USDA will be investing more than $710,000 in renewable energy projects across the state. The projects will include the installation of energy-efficient grain dryers, solar arrays, and irrigation pumps. Out of the seven projects announced in Wisconsin, six of them will be funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the nation's largest ever investment in combating the climate crisis. Rural Energy for America program grants announced in Wisconsin include Progress Auto LLC in New Lisbon, a $243,735 grant to install a small solar electric array. The project is expected to save $21,000 per year and replace 97% of the business's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 28 homes. Moneypenny Farms and Mineral Point will use a $125,000 grant to install a more energy-efficient grain dryer. The project is expected to save $12,490 per year and save 35% of the farm's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 24 homes. And Alan Haas's farming operation in Westby will use a $35,280 grant to install a small solar electric array. The project is expected to save $5,750 per year and replace 76% of the farm's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 4 homes. Congressman Derek Van Orden visited Stevens Point Monday to learn more about the roadblocks hurting small businesses. Gollin Brothers Wholesale Live Bait Shops sell bait across the state and the country. The company's president, Benjamin Gollin, and the congressman met to discuss how interstate commerce is being made harder due to trade issues. Van Orden says he plans to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address these concerns. Residents in the area of the County Highway T bridges between Port Andrew and Blue River in Grant and Richland counties are urged to attend the Wisconsin Department of Transportation public involvement meeting to discuss improvement on the bridges over the Wisconsin River. The meeting will be held this evening from 5 to 6:30 with a short presentation at 5:30. At the Blue River Community Building. The project will replace 2 bridges over the Wisconsin River. Additionally, pavement approaches will be replaced. Updated guardrail and pavement markings. During construction, County T will be closed and detoured, utilizing Wisconsin 60, 80, and 133. Construction is anticipated for 2027. The point-in-time count is a count of sheltered and unsheltered people experiencing homelessness on a single night in January. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, requires a count to be conducted annually to count the people experiencing homelessness who are sheltered in emergency shelter, transitional housing, and safe havens on a single night. Each count is planned, coordinated, and carried out locally. Roxanne Klubertons-Gerber is the Aging and Disability Resource Center Manager for Richland County.
We do this count, we get information from them, demographic information, and then what we do with that information is we share that with Southwest CAP, who then compiles all the information from 5 counties, and that's what the information that they use to be able to get grants and funding to be able to assist individuals in our community that are homeless.
She says there are more homeless people in Richland County than you may think.
People tend to blend in very well. They try to. They don't want people to know that they're homeless. You know, they're usually at one of the lowest points in their life, and most people are very proud. And so a lot of times they just don't ask for help. But there are programs out there that can help them, and those are the people, like Michelle said, that we really want to be able to get in touch with and let them know that there could be some resources out there for them.
Information can be collected in a number of ways.
Sometimes we do just what's called an observation. So an individual that appears, they kind of meet all of the criteria for what we think somebody might be homeless. We always first and foremost think about safety of the people that are out canvassing. And then if there is somebody that we can make contact with, then we do. We will stop and we'll talk to them about their situation and then also give them resources. Generally, when we go out, we'll have a food bag with us. So that way, if they're needing food, we can provide them with some food, or we can give them, you know, a list of where are the local food pantries, what are the different resources in the area.
Volunteers will be out beginning at 9 tonight and running through tomorrow morning at 6.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive.
Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Wednesday, January 24th. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet, died last Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held tomorrow at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66 of Oregon, died January 9th at UW-Health University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gays Mills Community Center in Gays Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge, died January 15th at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley, died Saturday at home following a brief illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 3:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Burial will be in the spring at Our Lady of the Fields. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 2 until the time of Mass at 3:30. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Disabled Veterans of America Foundation. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Jacqueline K. Jackie Long, 75, of Viola, died yesterday at Soldiers Grove Health Services in Soldiers Grove. A memorial service will be held in the spring. The Vossetag Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is assisting the family of Jacqueline K. Jackie Long, 75, of Viola.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. We are excited to be a supplier for Next Level Super Premium Dog Food. We have a variety of dog food fit for every dog's nutritional needs. Stop down today and let us share with you the benefits of Next Level Dog Food. And as always, you're looking good today.
The AP News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance, and interior design services.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.